We begin the current daven sets in the Darim Dav Samach Tes. Begin five lines down for the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf and of this parak, which we mentioned that although the previous parak was discussing one way of undoing a neder, which is Hataras Nedarim, which is when you go to a Chacham, and that retroactively makes that you never made the neder, our parak discusses Hafaras Nedarim, which is the ability of a father or a husband, or as we just spoke about in the previous daf, which was the topic of our Mishnah and the title of our parak, Naira HaMairasa, which there it's a joint hafara that's done with the father and with the chasen, that is the halacha of hafara, that from here on they can nullify the woman's vow. Now in that, our Gemara continues asking questions regarding the mechanics of this halacha of hafara. So Boy Rava had the following question. Yesh she'ela b'hekim? If someone, let's say, whether it be the father or the husband, we're going to talk about the husband, would be make him the neder, which means, say, like it says in Sefer B'midbar, Perek Lamed, and it goes through all the pesukim over there, and it talks about that the husband has an option. When he hears his wife making a neder, he could either be mekayim it, he could say, yes, I'm validating it, or he could be made for it, which means he voids it. He has the choice on the day that he hears it to do that. Now, the question Rav is asking, that, or the Girsus Rabbah, that, and that's all the different over here with Rabba or Rava, there's different Girsois, we'll say it as the Girsa is now Gemara, that if he's Mekayim the Nether, if he validates the Nether, but then in that same day he goes to a Chacham and he shoyel on the Hekim and he says, I regret, I want to undo the Hekim that I did for my wife's Nether. So the question is, could he go ahead then now, once he shoyel on the Hekim, and now go ahead and be made for the Nether? In other words, he only had the time span of one day to make a decision. Is he pro the nether or is he not? So therefore, if he's pro, the question is, if he's making it and then he wants to go to Chacham and undo the Hakama, could he now go ahead and choose Hafar? Or can he not go ahead and undo the Hekim and then go ahead and do Hafar and switch sides? Now, however, as the Ran explains, but this is obviously talking about only on the day that he heard the nether, because the following day, obviously, he can't be made for, because it wouldn't be any less than when he's silent. Meaning, even if, let's say, you're saying that he's going to go ahead and be shoyel on the hakama, but if he's only going to make that far the following day, it's not going to help, because ultimately he wasn't made for that same day. And there's two ways of being made him, either actively, which he says, yes, I want this to be a nether, or passively, he hears about it and he doesn't say anything. So then the Torah is considered a passive hakama, and then because he wasn't mefer. So either way, obviously, the Ran explains, we're only talking about over here. Question is, on the same day that he made the hekim, that he had heard the neder, and then he went and he was shoyling it, does that help to undo the hekim? Can you be shoyling it? Like we know regarding the halachas of a neder, that you can go to the chacham and be shoyling it. Can you do the same thing for the hekim, and therefore now he can go ahead and do hefer? So now the Gemara says, im timtzulemi yesh shoyel behekim, if you say that there is the ability to be shoyel on the hekim. I mean, just like a neder, which he's now solidifying the neder, he can go ahead and be shoyel on that hekim. Now the question is, and therefore then he can go ahead and switch to the other side to do hafar, it's like he never did a hekim. But then the question is, yesh shoyel behefer? Can he do the same thing for when he was made for the neder? When she made the neder, I'm not going to eat this meat for the next 3 weeks. And he says, oh, no, that's not. I'm not letting that neder go ahead. He's being made for it. He's voiding the neder. So the question is, let's say he changes his mind. And he thinks, no, he wants her to have this neder, but she's not going to take it again. So he goes to the Chacham and says, look, I regret the hafara that I made. I want to undo that hafara. Is that valid? Can you be shoyel on hafara? Or ain't shoyel behefer? Or can you not go ahead and ask a request to undo hafara that was done? Now, the Ran explains, actually, that the Gemara's question is that although, theoretically speaking, it doesn't really apply to have she'ela on hafar. And as the Ran explains, that regarding these two questions, is there she'ela by hekim and by hafar, which are the two different options that every husband or father has when he hears the woman make the neder, he says, when he's making the neder, essentially, that's like a neder, because you're solidifying the neder, and therefore, it's like creation of a neder. So we understand, just like by a neder, you could be shoyel and make like you never made it. So too, you could be shoyel on the hakama. But a hafara is a negation. There's not like you made something and then to undo it, which is what hataras chachamim do for the neder, and so too for the possibly the hekim. So therefore, the Ran wonders, what's the imtim zolayim in the gemara? What's the option of seeing that you could do shoyel on hafara? You negated something. So how can you undo a negation? So he says, even so, the Gemara's question is that maybe there is Sheila by Hefer. The reason being, because as the Gemara will tell us later on, Daf Ayin Vav and Beis, there's a Hekesh. There's a comparison in the Pesukim between Hafara and Hakama. And that's why the Gemara's question is that if you say that there is Sheila b'Hekim, what would be the halacha b'Hafara? Do we say that you're right? Although, theoretically speaking, it doesn't really apply to do Sheila on Hafara, even so, we'll say that there is Sheila just because there's a Hekish comparing Hakama to Hafara. Or maybe do we say, and that's the Gemara's other option, that no, that you don't compare Hafara to Hakama for something that doesn't apply intrinsically to Hafara itself. And that's what the Gemara concludes. Toshimad Amr B'Yechanon, that he says, Nishol on Allah Hakim. Regarding the first question, the halacha is yes, you could be shoyl on a hakim. So if a husband was mekayim the neder, then he changes his mind, he could be shoyl, make like he never did hakim. Now it's back to a regular neder, and then he could be made for it. But regarding the second question, the ain nishol on a hefer, you can't be shoyl on hefer. Although there is a hekish comparing hafar takama, but you can't use the mechanics of she'ela on hafar, which is just negation. You can't undo a negation. Moving on to the next question on this topic, Bayi Rabba. Rabba asked, again, or the Gir says Rabba, a different question in this halacha of Hakama and Afar. If let's say the husband, again, or the father says, Kayim Leichi, I want this to be Mekuyim for you. I want it to be a valid neder. Kayim Leichi, and then he repeats himself again and says, I want this to be a Hakama for you. Then Menishal Halakama Rishayna. Then he goes to the Chacham, which, as we just said in the previous halacha from Rabbi Yechanan, that you could be shoyl on your hakama. So he goes to this age and he says, oh, the fact that I validated the ned, I want to undo that. So the question is, mahu, what's halacha going to be? In other words, do we say that since at the time when he said the second hakama, he had already validated it, then he did it a second time. So it doesn't take effect because you can't revalidate something that's already validated. You already did hakama. That's done. So therefore, it can't take effect even if you shoyl on the first hakama, but that's it. Since you shoyl on the first hakama, and you could, so you're back to square one because the second hakama that you did didn't have validity. Or do you say that no, that you're right, at the moment that you made the second hakama, it didn't take effect. That was only because at that moment you still had the first hakama, which didn't allow, necessitate an element of a second hakama. But since you subsequently went to the sage who undid your first hakama, now the existing, it just didn't have a ramification, but the existing second hakama will now take effect. And therefore, although you were shoyl on the first hakama, the second hakama is still there. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to do hafara. That is Rabba's question. So the Gemara says, Toshima, the Amar Rava. We could answer the question what Rava said on Perek Ve'elu Mutar and Dafit Chasim at Aleph. The Rava was going on the Mishnah, where if someone said, Shvur shlo eichel, shvur shlo eichel, he repeated himself, he said, I swear I'm not going to eat, I swear I'm not going to eat. So Rava said, Im nishal al rishayna, if you're shoyl, if you go ahead to a sage and you undo your first oath that you took, shnich al olav, Rava said, the second oath will take effect, because although, if you swear, which is on the person, say, I swear I'm not going to eat, so you can't make another oath to I'm not going to eat, because it has no significance. But in spite of that, Rava says, if you were shoyl on the first one, the second one exists, it just didn't have ramifications when you had the first one. But now that the first one's non-existent, so the second one will take effect, and therefore what the Gemara is saying is that here also, when he's shoyl on the first hakama, it's not like the second one was non-existent, it just didn't have ramifications, and therefore it will take effect, and therefore he won't be able to do hafara, because although he was shoyl on his first hakama, there's still another second hakama. So moving along with another question on this topic, Bayi Rabba. Rabba asked the following question. Let's say the husband says, Kayim Lechi, yes, I want this to be a valid neder for you, Umufa Lechi, and I want it to be void, again, contradictions, and moreover, he says, V'leitechel hakama, elim kinchal afar, and I don't want my hakama that I said that it should be valid to take effect, only if my voiding of it takes effect. Mahu, what's the halacha? So this is an interesting type of a question. So the Ran explains as follows. He says, it was obvious to Rabba that if a husband would say this type of terminology, that the hakama would not take effect. it would not be validating the nether. And he says what's called Mamal Abshach. Either way you look at it, it's not possible, the way he phrased his words, that Hakamah should take effect. And the reason being is because if the Hafara, which was the second thing that he said, takes effect, then Hakamah cannot take effect. Now, the Ran forewarns, and that is because that's because they're a contradiction. Hafara and Hakamah, if Hafara is taking effect, Hakamah can't take, because Hafara is avoiding it. If you're avoiding it, you can't be validating. Now he says, although on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara actually is in doubt and says that if somebody tells his wife, Kaim Lech Isha, that for an hour I want it to be valid, Umufa Lech Isha, and I want it to be void for an hour, then there the Gemara is in doubt if they both take effect or not. That the Ran says there it's different because that he gave a set amount, set time for how long it should be Hakamah and how long it should be Hafara. So that's possible that both could take effect. But here, where he didn't give a set amount, he says it's obvious if Hafara is going to take effect, if you're voiding it, well then obviously Hakamah is not taking effect because you can't have been validated if it voided it. Now, that's if you say that Hafara took effect. Now, moreover, if you say that, okay, maybe Hafara did not take effect, but from that itself, you'll be able to prove that the Hakamah is also not going to take effect. The reason being is because that wasn't the condition of his phraseology that he said. That he said that I don't want the Hakamah to take effect only if the Hafara takes effect. Now therefore the Ran says it was obvious to Rabbah the Hakamah cannot be the thing that's taking effect in her nether. Again, as we said, because whether Hafara takes effect or not, either way Hakamah is not going to be. Because if Hafara takes effect, that means it's void and you can't have been validated, which is what Hakamah is. And if Hafara does not take effect, so he said in his own words, as he ended off, he said, I want it to be Hukam, I want it to be Hufar. And that he ended, he said that I don't want the Hakamah to be unless there's Hafara. So if Hafara is not taking effect, there's no Hakamah. So that wasn't his question. Obviously, you would not make him this nether. But with the doubt that Rabbah had regarding this question was regarding if there is Hafara over here. In other words, do we say as follows, that since the first thing that he said was Kaim Lechi, I want it to be valid. Then he said, Mufalechi, I want it to be void. So that sounds like that he's making a condition that what's the order that I want it to be? I first want it to be Hakamah, and then I want it to be Hafara. In other words, Hafara cannot take effect, only the voiding of it will only be if the validation takes effect first. Now, because of that, he then ended off with a different condition, meaning the first part of his sentence sounds like a conditional. He first said Hakamah and then Hafara, which means to say, I only want Hafara second. I want Hakamah to be first. But then he said the other way around the condition. He says, but I don't want Hakamah to be unless there's also Hafara. Now, as the Ram points out, he didn't make the condition the other way around also, that I don't want the Hafara to take effect only if the Hakamah takes effect, because that's already inherent in his first part of his statement. Since he first put Kaim Lechi before Mufa Lechi, he was relying on his wording and the ordering of his wording that the Hakamah should take effect because that's the first thing that he's mentioning and there's nothing in its way. And therefore, to the contrary, because he was so concerned that he mentioned Hakamah first and therefore, obviously, if he's validating then Hafara, which is voiding, cannot take effect, that's why he made a condition and he said that, no, I don't want Hakamah to take effect unless if Hafara also takes effect. So essentially, the way the Ran's explaining the first side of the coin is that it's like he's making a condition on both of them. He wants that Hakamah should take effect first, and then Hafara. But again, then he ends off, he says, but I don't want only Hakamah and not Hafara. If Hafara doesn't take effect, then Hakamah can't take effect. So essentially, he's making a condition on both. I only want if both can take effect. So that was one side of the coin. Now, the other side of the question is, or maybe do you say that although that he ended off by saying, although when he first said the sentence, he said, Mufilechi after Kaim Lechi, that's not to say that he wanted specifically Hafara after Hakamah. Rather, it's just because you can't say two things at the same time. It's not like Hashem that you can say Shema V'Zacha B'Dibur Echad. So therefore, maybe that actually this person didn't want, as the first half of a sentence for sure was saying, Hakamah first and then Hafara. It's just that he was afraid that it's only going to be Hakamah, so then he ends up saying, no, but I don't want just Hakamah, I want Hafara too. Maybe the second side of the coin is saying that no. The primary thing that he wanted was Hafara, because that's, you see how he ended off. That he said that I don't want Hakama to be unless if Afar is going to take effect. And therefore, his intention was that it should take effect at the same time. But the primary thing that we see that he was particular about was more that the Hafar should take effect than the Hakama. And that's why he made the condition that if the Hakama is going to get in the way of the Hafar taking effect, so he's revealing his intention that the Hakama should not take effect. And that's, however, that the, but if let's say the Hafar would get in the way of the Hakama, that he didn't make such a condition because that the Hafar shouldn't take effect. And therefore, that's what the second side of the coin is saying, that therefore the Hafar should take effect and the Hakama will not take effect. So essentially, the two sides of the coin are wondering, again, as we said, Hakama for sure he didn't do. But the question is, did he do Hafar in the way he said this? Which the way the Ran's explaining the question is, how do we understand, and that we'll see from the Gemara's answer, when he first says Hakama and then Hafar, what can you understand from that? Can you insinuate that like it was a condition that I only want Hakama first and then Hafar second? So therefore, that would mean like when he then made a condition the other way around, that I only want Hakama if Hafar takes effect. So therefore, he was saying that I want both, which obviously cannot take effect. Or, and therefore you didn't do either, not only Hakama, but even Hafar you didn't do. Or do we say that no? As he ended off, you see that he wanted primarily Hafar. And that he said that Hakama should not take effect if Hafar doesn't, which means that because he really wants Hafar and not Hakama. Now, regarding the second side of the Gemara is that when he first said Kaim Lech and then Hafar Lech, it doesn't mean as the first side of the Gemara held that, oh, you see that he really wants Hakama. And Hafar cannot take effect if Hakama doesn't take effect. No, it's just you can't say two words at the same time. He could have said Hefer Lechi and then Kaim Lechi or Kaim Lechi and then Hafer Lechi. He just can't say both words at the same time. And therefore, but you see at the end of a sentence, which is the primary is Hafar and not Hakama. And that's why he said that Hakama should not take effect if it gets in the way of Hafar. And therefore then Hafar would take effect. Which one is it? Is Hafar going to take effect or not? How do we define his wording of Kaim Lechi and then Hafer Lechi? So now the Gemara says, Tashima, we could resolve this question. We plucked the Ramei of Rabbi Yesi, which they argue about a similar type of a question that we just posed regarding when you see two different ideas, one after another, how do we define that? They're not like we learned the Mishnah, the Mishnah says as follows. Let's say someone says regarding an animal, says, I raise you tumuras oila. I want this animal to be a tumura for a carbon oila. Now, tumura means to say that you take a sanctity of a certain carbon and you want to exchange it onto another animal. Which actually the halacha is that now both animals have that sanctity. So you go over to a regular animal that would be valid as a carbon. Say, I want it to be a temura in exchange for an oila, which would then give it the sanctity of a carbon oila. Temura shlamim. I want it to have the sanctity of a temura of a carbon shlamim. Now, obviously, it can't be both. A carbon can't be both an oila, which is totally sacrificed on the mizbeach, and a shlamim, which only parts are and parts are eaten. So on that, the first opinion says, harezu temuras oila divrei meir. Meir says, the first thing that you said is the primary, and although you said something else afterwards, that we don't consider that significant, and therefore this animal will be considered a temura of an oila. Rabbi Yosi argues, and he says, no. Im lekach niskaven mitchila. If the person's intention from the beginning was to say both concepts, that he wants it to be a temura of an oila and a temura of a shlamim, it's just that hoil v'efshal likrish neshemis ke'echad, you just can't say two words at the same time. Yes. One of them is going to be said before the other, but that's only because of the human limitations. So there, the Rabbi Yisi says, Devar v'kayyem. Then, his words are going to be valid, and that the halacha is going to be that the animal is going to be half and half. Now, the Gemara over there explains this machlekes Rabbi Yisi, and says, first setting the stage in three different types of categories. That everybody agrees, where if, let's say, the person had said, that I want this one to take effect. Let's take the order that the Mishnah there says, Temuras Oila, and then, then subsequently, I want the other one to take effect. Let's say Shlomim, everyone would hold what's called Tafas Lashon Rishon. The first thing that you said is the primary. Even according to Rabbi Yisi, he would agree. And the reason being is because you can't, since the person said that afterwards, once he already said Temuras Oila, so then that sanctity of oil already took up the whole entire animal. You can't, a carbon is not on the foot versus the head. It's the whole body that becomes a carbon. So therefore, there's no more room for the Temura sanctity of Shlomo to take effect if it really was the sanctity of an Oilo. So there everyone would agree that it would be only an Oilo. Let's say the person said that Loi Tachol Zu, I don't want this, the first thing that I'm saying, to take effect, Elim Kin Chalsa Zu, only if he makes it contingent, if the other thing I'm saying takes effect. So there the Gemara says that even Reb Meir would agree, everyone agrees, that then it would have both of the sanctities. The reason being is because it is possible for an animal to be, although an animal cannot be half a carbon oil, half a carbon shlum, but it could be half a tamuras oil and the tamuras shlum to take effect at the same time. The reason being is because anyway, what you were going to do with this animal, you let it graze until it develops a blemish. Then with the money of the animal, you take half the monies for an oil and half the monies for a shlum. So everyone would agree then, since you made that contingent as you started saying, that it would be half and half. Even Reb Meir would agree. Now their whole machlikas was regarding the way it's said in the Mishnah we just quoted. The person says, Tumuras oila, tumuras shlam. Those are the words he uses. I want it to be a tumuras oila and tumuras shlam. So Reb Meir holds that from the fact that the person should have said, Tumuras oila vishlamim, and instead he says, Tumuras oila, tumuras shlamim. He adds on the word tumura for that when he says vishlamim. So Reb Meir says it's like the person said, Tachal zu v'achar tachal zu. I want it to be a tumuras oila and then a tumuras shlamim. So therefore, since it's this and then that, so then, as we said, everyone agrees, the only thing it's going to be is an oila and not a shlamim. Reb Yossi holds that no. Maybe this that he added on the words tumuras shlamim is not because he wants it to be like a separate carbon, which again, that would be like this and then that. It's just because he made an error and he thought that if I don't say the word tumura on each designation, tumuras oila and then tumuras shlamim, that he thought the tumura would not take effect on both of them, meaning that it should be both an oila and a shlamim. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, we analyze the person, and we ask him that if he says that my intention from the beginning was that it should be an oila and a shlamim, then it will have both of those sanctities, and therefore it will graze until it develops a blemish, and then you sell it and half the monies go to an oila and half the monies go to a shlamim. Now, so one thing we see from the machloikis of Reb Meir and Yossi is that when somebody says two designations out of his mouth, that their machloikis is basically the question we were just asking. Do we say that it means that the second one should take effect after the first one, the way Reb Meir had said it? Or do we say that no, that really they should both take effect at the same time? It's just that you can't say two names at the same time. Now, therefore, the Gemara is saying that according to Reb Yossi, definitely our question has been resolved. Because when the person said Kaim Lechi and then Mufer Lechi, it's not that he meant that it should be after the Hakama. He wants it to be at the same time. And therefore, as is obvious from the end of his statement, that he wanted the primary thing to be Hafara, that Hakama should not take effect unless Hafara takes effect, although in the first half of a sentence he said Hakama first and then Hafara afterwards, it's not because he's saying that both are contingent on either one, that he wants both of them to take effect. That's not true. The fact that he said Kaimi first and then Lechi and then Hafara Lechi afterwards, it's not because that to say that the first one should take effect and only then the second one. As we see from Reb Yossi, when you say that Tumuras Oila and Tumuras Shlamim, he really wants them to both to take effect and not just necessarily the first one. It's just that you can't say both words at the same time. And therefore, this person also wanted Hafara, not just only after Hakama. And therefore, when you see at the end, when he ends off, and primary, I want Hafara. If Hakama gets in the way of Hafara, I don't want Hakama to take effect. So therefore, Hakama will not take effect, and only the Hafara will take effect, according to Reb Yossi. Now, that's according to Reb Yossi. But now the Gemara moves on and says even more than that. Fafila, Reb Meir, even Reb Meir, we could also resolve our question and say that although he says over there, that when you say Tumura Shlamim, after Tumura's Oila, that the Tumura Shlamim is not going to take effect, that Loi Kama, Reb Meir didn't say that over there in the Mishnah Masechtas Tumura only, because Deloi Amar, because in that Mishnah he didn't say Loi Techel Zu Elam Kein Chala Zu, which we explained that actually the Gemara there says that Reb Meir would agree in such a context. If you said that I don't want this one, the Oila, to take effect, unless the Tumura Shlamim takes effect, there even Reb Meir would agree that they both would take effect. The reason why he says over there that the second one does not take effect and the primary one is the first one, and the order that you're saying it is primary, is because you didn't say that. So if you didn't say that, so we say the first thing you said is primary. Aval hacham, but over here, and the question that we're asking now, Gemara, is different, and that even Rav Meir would agree. And the reason being is because since the Amar Loitei Kama Ilm Kein Chalafara, the person says explicitly, I don't want the Hakama to take effect unless the Hafara takes effect. So he's revealing that his primary thing that he wants is the Hafara and not the Hakama. And therefore, although that he says Mufer Lechi after Kayim Lechi, it's not that he's trying to say he should only take effect after the Hakama, because how could it take effect afterwards? Since you can't have after Hakama that the Hafara should take effect. And the Gemara says, Rav Meir Nami Maidi Dafar Chalas. Rav Meir himself would also agree that Dafar would take effect. Because it's essentially, it's like the Gemara there says, that when you're making a contingent on the other one, that then it's not primarily the first thing that you're saying. And even here, Rav Meir, so it's not only Rav Yesi that would hold that the halacha would be that Hafar would take effect in the phraseology that we said, but even Rav Meir would agree that also Hafara would take effect, because it's only when he only says those two things, and then we say, okay, the primary is the first thing that he says. But even Rav Meir would agree that if you say, I don't want it to take effect, this first thing that I'm saying, unless the second one takes effect, then the second one for sure has at least equal standing, not just a seesaw type, which I want this one and not this one, and then the other way around as the first side in the Gemara's question. It's like the second side in the Gemara's question, the way we're explaining for Rav Yesi, that the second one's also taking effect. And therefore, since you're ending at the end and saying, and I want that to be the primary one, I don't want the other one to get in the way, you see that his primary understanding was that he wanted Hafara, and therefore Hafara will take effect. Now the Gemara continues on this theme of questioning and says, Bai Rabba, or the Girsa is Rava, because the Gemara's answer is going to come from Rabba. So either way, the question is, Kayim Umufru Lechi. If he says, I want this to be valid and void for you, and he does this bevas achas. He says this at one time. In other words, the word kayim itself is nothing. Because if you say it's valid, but not for you, that has no reading. Now, the word lechi was including both of them. Because he said kayim, if he said kayim lechi or mufer lechi, at least according to the our girsa, the way the Ran explains, although he brings other girsais, so that would sound like first kayim lechi and then mufer lechi. So that would be similar to the question that we posed before. But here, where you're saying kayim umufi, and then the word lechi to you, then is going on both of them. So therefore, the Gemara's question is, mahu would be the halacha in such a case? And the Ran explains the question, the doubt of the Gemara is, that obviously, both of them cannot take effect at the same time, because you can't be validating and voiding at the same time. But, however, the Gemara's question is, that if one of them would come first, obviously the second one wouldn't take effect, whichever one it would be that's the first one. Now the question is, since here you're saying at the same time, because lechi is what's concluding your sentence, and that's going back on both kaim and mufi, and mufer, so since by each one you could say that it's the first one, and you could also say that it's the second one and not the first one, so since we said it can't be both at the same time, so out of doubt, we have to go stringent, and we have to say that maybe it's the Hakama that's taking effect. Maybe that's the first one. And therefore, what essentially the Gemara's question is, and therefore you wouldn't be able to be Mefer anymore, because once you make him, you can't be Mefer. Again, unless you're Shoyl in it. So the question is, where are you holding over here? Obviously, they both can't be, but do we have to suspect that maybe one of them is the first one, and thus you wouldn't be able to be Mefer anymore, because maybe the Hakama was the first one? So on that, the Gemara says, Tashema Dama Rabba. We can answer this question from Rabba that says in Perkei Shmakadosh, regarding when someone gets engaged to two sisters at the same time, where he gives them the monies and he says, you're both mekudesh to me, and he says at the same time, so Rabbah says, kol davar she'ein b'zecher zeh, anything that's not possible to be subsequently, meaning one after another, in other words, like in this case, regarding kedushin of two sisters, who you cannot get engaged to one sister and then to another sister, because you're not allowed to marry two sisters, so Rabbah says, afil b'vas achasein lo. So therefore, it's not going to take effect even at the same time. And what that means to say is that you don't even have a suffix kedushin on either one of them, because that was our Gemara's question, that, okay, you're right, it can't be both Hafara and Hakama, but we don't know which one maybe is the one that's taking effect. Maybe you have to be in suffix regarding each one. And if that would be the case, maybe Hakama is the one that's first, and therefore you can't do Hafara anymore. And that the Gemara says, you see from Rabba, that if it can't take effect one after another, then even if you're doing it at the same time, neither one has any significance whatsoever, and therefore it's not even like a suffix kedushin, and therefore here also that you don't have to be mesupik that whether there's hakama or whether there's hafara. It's like you didn't do any of them, since they wouldn't be able to take effect one after another, meaning to have the second one take effect after the first one. And therefore, you're back to like a clean slate where the woman made a neder, and now you could choose whichever one you want. You could either do hafara or you could do hakama.